Navigate the journey to becoming a great lawyer with expert guidance on topics that range from trial skills to corner office management. Here you will learn how to tap into your potential for legal greatness. I'm Andrew Smiley, and this is The Mentor, ESQ.
Thank you for joining me, coming back for part two. And we have a lot to get to in today's session. But for those that are just joining in on part two, thank you for joining. This is a live webinar that will exist forever after today on the Academy site. If you're not a member, you need to join. Everything's free. And you can go back into the digital library, listen to this, see this CLE. Also on the Mentor ESQ podcast, the information is above. All of these CLEs will forever be there. And some of you are listening now at the podcast. Maybe you can catch us next on the live webinar, which will be the first Wednesday of each month through July. So the next one's March 3rd. Put it on your calendars. Just as an overview of what this is for those who are new and as a reminder for those from part one, we are going to go in granular fashion from the beginning of when you first get the case, sign up the client and get retained, which we did in part one, all the way through to verdict and what happens after verdict. That'll be part seven. So I'm trying to open up my playbook, share it with all of you, let you know from my perspective what I have found that works well. We have a wide range of experience. I have the benefit of seeing the pre-registered list. So I know that there are some new lawyers and there are some lawyers that have much more experience than I do. We even have at least one Supreme Court justice attending. Shout out to the Honorable Frederick Sampson, who I had the privilege of trying what may have been one of the last, well, definitely was one of, it may have been the last trial to go to verdict in Queens in 2020 in March, right before everything shut down. It was an honor to be in front of Judge Sampson, and I'm sure he knows a lot more than I do on this topic, but take what you want from my CLEs. When I attend CLEs, there's always tidbits that that it's good to pick up on that may refresh you. Some of the stuff we're going to talk about today, you may not have really looked at since law school, CPLR class. You may just do things automatically. So hopefully you'll pick up some new pointers as we go through today and in future CLE episodes. So as far as materials, what I find when I'm attending CLEs is I like materials that are usable. So I will continue to give you templates, samples from my practice. Feel free to use, copy as you will, that apply in each of the parts. So in this part, you will see the materials provided.